About 80% of the people who go to jail in Sitka are there on state charges. So every year, the state of Alaska sends the city of Sitka some money to run the jail. It's a contract. This year, the contract landed on the desk of Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt right on schedule.
In fact, it looked exactly like the other contract. And then I paged through it to look for the dollar figure, and I was shocked.
Last year, the city got about $419,000 for the jail. Remember that, $419,000. Under this new contract, the state will pay more than $694,000 every year for the next five.
And I had to make some phone calls to make sure that it was for real.
The city spends more to operate the jail than it gets from the state, and so for years it's been plugging that hole with money from its own budget. But now, with the state's extra money, Sitka can take what it previously used to fill the gap and spend it elsewhere in the department. Schmidt says they want to spend about $250,000, which is less than the windfall from the state.
We tried to be only to ask for the things that we absolutely felt that we needed, and not for anything else. So that's why that number is low. We're trying to be conservative. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The money comes at a time when the department says it's needed. In early June, Schmidt and other representatives from the department sat down with the assembly and laid out big problems. Mandatory overtime to cover patrol shifts was killing morale. Detectives were put on patrol shifts when regular officers were out sick or on vacation, and that delayed their investigations. And in the last 5 years, positions have gone unfilled or been cut entirely. Assembly members were sympathetic to those problems at that June work session, and they were sympathetic on Tuesday as well.
Frankly, it's about time.
Tor Christensen says he's seen the problem both from his chair at the assembly table and from his work as an EMT.
We've been using the police department to balance a budget for a few years now. And I can say from both personal experience with the fire department and seeing their staffing issues and knowing some of the people, but also just the numbers are really eye-opening.
Assembly member Pete Esquiro was the only one to vote no on the additional positions, although he did not explain why during the meeting. He did ask Schmidt what would have happened if the state had not upped its contract this year. Schmidt said the positions would likely have gone unfilled, and that led to this question.
So these were items that you didn't feel were high enough on your priority list to include in your regular budget?
You know, that's absolutely not true. I feel that these are fundamental. If we don't have these positions, I feel like we're putting the city at risk, particularly the dispatch and police officer position. I feel strongly about that.
Interim Municipal Administrator Jay Sweeney jumped in and said he also supported the additional positions.
I was prepared to go back and try to rework the budget to find a way to come up with the funding to make this work. And thank goodness a windfall appeared and made our job very easy.
The money that's now freed up, besides going to a patrol officer, a dispatcher, and a traffic officer, will help fund a study to see if a new justice facility is needed or workable for the city. Exactly what form that will take depends on the study, says Schmidt. But in a request for funding from the legislature, the city says its current building, which houses the police department, the courts, and several state offices, is inadequate. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.